Taken at the Flood, A Hercule Poirot Mystery by Agatha Christie. Narrated by Hugh Fraser.
Prologue. There is a tide in the affairs of men which, taken at the flood, leads on to fortune. Omitted, all the voyage of their life is bound in shallows and in miseries. On such a full sea are we now afloat, and we must take the current when it serves, or lose our ventures. In every club there is a club bore. The Coronation Club was no exception, and the fact that an air raid was in progress made no difference to normal procedure. Major Porter, late Indian Army, rustled his newspaper and cleared his throat. Everyone avoided his eye, but it was no use.
"I see they've got the announcement of Gordon Clode's death in the Times," he said. "Discreetly put, of course. On October the 5th, result of enemy action. No address given. As a matter of fact, it was just round the corner from my little place. One of those big houses on top of Camden Hill. I can tell you, it shook me up a bit. I'm a warden, you know. Clode had only just got back from the States. He'd been over on that government purchase business. Got married while he was over there. A young widow. Young enough to be his daughter. Mrs. Underhay. As a matter of fact, I knew her first husband out in Nigeria." Major Porter paused. Nobody displayed any interest or asked him to continue. Newspapers were held up sedulously in front of faces, but it took more than that to discourage Major Porter. He always had long histories to relate, mostly about people whom nobody knew.
"Interesting," said Major Porter firmly, his eyes fixed absently on a pair of extremely pointed patent-leather shoes, a type of footwear of which he profoundly disapproved.
"As I said, I'm a warden. Funny business, this blast. Never know what it's going to do. Blew the basement in and ripped off the roof."